Blog Talk Radio.
It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Dr. Ludella Evans Reed, and Fellowship Musical History. Let's go. Woo!
that you're blessed. But you know, I was thinking the other day about this. We like to receive blessings, but we forget about who the blessings come from. We will receive gifts, get excited about the gift, but forget to thank the giver. And you know, I'm blessed. You are blessed. We are blessed. But I like the way that David put it in the 103rd Psalm. The other day, said, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then he repeats it. So oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all, I say all, wow, all that within me, bless the Lord. He said, for he forgives us of our iniquities. I'm blessed. He heals my body. I'm blessed. Can I get a witness? Shake somebody's hand. And so I don't know about you, but the Lord been good to me. Yeah. But I heard David say, he renewed my strength like an eagle. When he blesses you, you feel like praising him. Is there anybody here? If you talk about he put food on your table, put clothes on your back, I'm blessed.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Ellis. So glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we'll be talking about today. So if anyone is in the archives that be listening or someone may want to come on, the number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. That number again to call in is 646-716-4389. And today, before we start our broadcast, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, our Lord Jesus, you are worthy knowing it, worthy humiliating, worthy every moment I spend seeking you out. Help me grow more like you as I walk in fellowship with you today. I thank you, Lord, for this day, for what you're doing on this day, at this time, at this hour. For each and every person that will listen in today, dear Heavenly Father, and I give you praise and I give you the glory today because you alone are worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Well, today our topic is a true relationship with Jesus. And I'll ask the question, do you have a true relationship with Jesus? You know, in the Word of God, Jesus posed a powerful question that should cause each of us to examine our relationship and service to Him, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus asked if Peter loved Him. You read that in the Scripture. And he said, Peter, do you love me more than these things, material things? Do you love me more than other things? I could hear Jesus asking me, do you love me more than material things, Sadie? Do you love me more than other Christians do? Do you love me more than you love other Christians? Just think about it. Think, how much do I love Jesus? I'm asking you that question today. Take time to really think about your relationship with Jesus. And some of the TAD words we'll use today is concern, comfort, convenience. Those will be some of our words we will use today as we read the Word of God and talk about the Word of God today. And, you know, sometimes you need to sit down and think about it. A true relationship with Jesus. Everybody say they have a relationship with Jesus, don't have a relationship with Jesus. And in the Word of God, it said, do you love me more than you love these fish? He was asking Peter that. That was material things. You know, we have to think about worldly concerns. And that was found in Matthew chapter 19, verses 22. And the Word of God says, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. He went away sorrowful because he loved his possession more than he loved God. That's why he was so sorrowful, because we're not to put anything before God. I don't care what it is. No matter how much I love my son, I love God more. He first loved me, and I love my son, but God comes first. Worldly conflict. And I turned over to 2 Corinthians. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and verses 3 through 5 say, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. And verse 4 say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And verse 5 say, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself, the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I thought about worldly convenience. That's one of the words I'm using. Turn over in your Bible in Matthew, the 16th chapter. In the 24th verse, and the Word of God says, then said Jesus unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Then they follow him daily. Some people don't want to take up their cross, deny themselves and take up the cross of God. They'll deny everything what they want to do. But when it comes to Christ, will you deny yourself for Christ? That will make you think, do you have a true relationship with Jesus? And right back over in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and the 18th verse we're talking about. Let me turn on over there, the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. And the 4th chapter. And the 18th verse says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but all the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which we are not seen are eternal. Here it's explaining to you the worldly comfort, you know. You look not at the things that are seen. See, you're looking at the things that you can see every day. But they're telling you, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. See, the things you've seen are temporal. They'll pass away. But your relationship with God, when you stick with God, would last forever. You know, the scripture said, do you love me more than these fish? That's what he was asking Peter. That was in the past life. And Peter had gone back to fishing. You know, our past achievement, our past allegiance, our past activities, our past affection. And when you think about that over in, we'll turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and see what it says. Matthew 6 and 24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." That lets you know you're either going to serve God or you're going to serve all those things that you trying to put allegiance to. You can't serve them both. Now you got to decide who you going to serve. Are you going to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Or are you going to serve all those things that you're running after, all those things that won't save you one day? And here I went to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and the 4th verse, and the Word of God says, "With past activity, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of right, speaking evil of you." How much do you love Jesus? Just think about a true relationship with Jesus. And over in Philippians 3, chapter 3, starting with verse 13 to 14, the Word of God said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." And then when I went over to verse 14, it say, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And that's telling you today, in our past achievement, do you love me more than these things? All these things you have acquired, all these awards, all these accolades, do you have a true relationship with Jesus? It's telling you here, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That's what you're supposed to be doing. Not trying to reach for all these earthly things that's going to be dissolved one day, that's going to pass away. But will you have that love for Jesus? Like he was asking Peter, "Do you love me?" And I know he's asking you all today, "Do you love me? If you love me, you're going to serve me. If you love me, you're going to obey me. If you love me, you're going to do the things I have commanded you to do, if you love me." And you have to think about that. Everybody that say they have a true relationship with Jesus don't have a true relationship with Jesus. Everything else, but see, the Word of God, it comes before God. They put everything, run here, run that, go do this, go do that. But where is God in the equation? Had you thought about that? Today we are talking about a true relationship with Jesus. And our basic introduction today is Jesus posed a powerful question that should each of us to examine our relationship, not just mine, but ours as an individual, and serve us. You know, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these material things?" And when you think about that, do you love me more than material things? Do you love me more than other Christians? Do you really love me? Take time to really think about your relationship with Jesus today. And you're going to know where you stand. Whether I'm on the air or not, you're going to just sit down and just really go in your mind. What are you willing to give up for Christ's sake? What are you willing to do for the love of Christ? Do you love that TV more than you love Jesus? Do you love them activities out in the world more than you love Jesus? It's going to show. It's going to show some sign who you really love, who you're really serving. And you know, when I thought about that, when he asked a disciple, "Do you love me more than these other disciples love me?" When he put the question to you like that, and you think, wait a minute. Here, our personal responsibility. We have our personal reminder. Here we have our personal response. We have our personal resolve. You know, over in John 21, let me turn on over there. If you have your Bible, turn to John 21. And we're going to read what John 21 and verse 22 says. And the word of God says in verse 21, chapter 21, verse 22, Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thy me? That means he wants you to follow him. When you think about it, we have some new people just come on the line. Praise God. Welcome to Joy and Peace. Today our topic is a true relationship with Jesus. And Jesus had posed the question to us today that should cause each of us to examine ourselves. Do we have a true relationship with Jesus? Just think about it for a moment. Take time to really think about your relationship with Jesus today. You know, and some of the things we have covered earlier was concern, conflict, comfort, convenience, achievement, allegiance, activity, affection. You know, just think about those things. And now we on, do you really love more than other disciples love me? That's what he was asking. And we are talking about, we just finished reading John 21 and 22. And it said, Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is it that to thee thou follow me? And that was the response of taking personal responsibility. And over in Luke, we're going to turn to Luke, Brother Luke, chapter 9. Over in Brother Luke, let's see what Luke is saying. Chapter 9 and verse 62, it says, And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is kingdom of God. I think I better read that one again. And Jesus said, not overseer, not property. The word of God said, And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looked back, is fit for the kingdom of God. That's talking about our personal responsibility. And then, you know, our reminder. And for our personal response, let's go over to Joshua. The 24th chapter. We're going strictly from the word. That way nobody don't say, well, you didn't get it. No, I'm reading it straight from the word. Joshua 24 and verse 15 says, And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's showing a true relationship with Jesus. You're going to serve God, the true and living God. You're not trying to serve all this other stuff because he done told you can't serve two masters. You got to know who you are serving today. And over in Matthews, we're going to go back to Matthews and say our personal resolve. In Matthews, the 16th chapter. And we're going to go to the 15th verse. And the 16th chapter and the 15th verse says, He said unto them, But who say ye that I am? And I'll go up one verse on 14. And they say, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elisha, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But the word of God and having that relationship with Jesus, he's asking, he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? He asking us that question. Who do you say I am? My. And you know, when we think about that loving, a true relationship with God, how we love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he's saying, do you love me more than you love these other disciples? He was asking the disciples that. The disciples, Peter, John, you know, more than Father. Do you love me more than Father? Over in Matthew's the 8th chapter, let's read what it say. The 8th chapter and the 21st and the 22nd verse say, and another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And verse 22 say, but Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. My. That's, you know, when you read that, more than Father, if you love Jesus more than Father. And then when we went over to John 12, let's see what it's saying. And it's talking about friends. Do you love me more than friends? In John 12 and 42 says, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Philistines, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Mind, that's talking about, do you love me more than friends? Then we come down to Luke again, chapter 6. Brother Luke, we are in Luke today. Luke 6 and 26 say, this is for favor. Do you love me more than favor? And he said, woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their father to the false prophets. My. Then it said, you know, you go to your family. Do you love me more than family? Over to Matthew's the 10th chapter. See, God is asking you, how much do you love him? And he's given us all these examples to see how much do you really love him. And Matthew's 10 said, in the 37th verse and the 38th verse, let me turn right on over there. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. That means we're supposed to love him more from the word, from the scripture. I'm reading what the scripture said in red, what he said. Not me, but what the Lord Jesus said. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Here he got it outlined in his writing in red that he gave to them to put in this word. So that lets you know we are supposed to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. My. And then he said, and take it not his cross and follow me. After me is not worthy of me. I'm going to read that one again. And he that taketh not his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. My. And here we go right back to that question again. Do you love me as much as I love you? When you think about that, His declaring love. His demonstrating love. His delivering love. My. Here over in John, I'm going to turn to it real quick. The third chapter in the 16th verse. Y'all know what that say. I didn't even have to turn to it, but I turned to those who may not have their Bibles in front of them. And the word God said in verse John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not but have everlasting life. He declared his love to us. He demonstrated his love over in John 15. Let's turn to that real quick. And the 15th chapter, the 13th verse. And it says, henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, with the S on it, for all my things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. My. That's his demonstrating love. His distinct love goes all the way to 1 John. Let's turn over to 1 John. The 4th chapter in the 10th verse, and it says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Propitiation for our sin. My. That's his distinct love. And here, his delivering love, you turn over to Romans. Hallelujah. Romans, the 5th chapter. And turn to verses 6 and 8. And the word of God says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely, for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. And verse 8 says, God commanded his love toward in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My. And then I come where I'm just going to summarize what I give you today. I just want you to ask yourself this. Do I love Jesus more than material possession? These are questions that I'm posing to you today. Those that's listening in or may come to the archives later. Do I love Jesus more than my past activities? Do I love Jesus more than others around me? Do I love Jesus more than I love others? And my last question I pose to you today on this broadcast, do I love Jesus as much as he loved me? A true relationship with Jesus. And I pose that question to my audience today. Examine yourself. Do you have a true relationship with Jesus? Do you really love Jesus? Or you love all the material things? He gives us things to enjoy and to use, but who will you choose today? Will you choose material things over God, or will you choose God over the material things? I know with some people that would be a hard question because there's so many things that they love more than God. So I give you that question today. Take time to really think about what I just said. Really think about your relationship with Jesus. That is our show for today, our true relationship with Jesus. Thank you for stopping by Joy and Peace. Hope you come back next week.
at our regular scheduled time. Hope to hear from you next week. And until next week, I want you to be blessed.
And on our way out, we're already off, but we have some time, I know, in the archive. There is something about that name, Jesus. There's something about that name. Thank you for coming in and staying with us throughout the show. A true relationship with Jesus. Hope to see you and hear from you all next week. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.